called Johnny Pastore and said that he's going to have to fight us on the tax bill because he had some jewelry manufacturers in Rhode Island, and he'd have to repeal excise tax. I don't know how much of that you got, but I thought you ought to know it. I don't know whether he's told you about it or not.
No, Mr. President, we had a meeting of a group here yesterday with Fowler and Manitas and Joe Barr, and I have Harry Bird and Clint Anderson and Russell Long here. And we're trying to work it out so that we can stick together on excise taxes. We think it looks fairly good so far. And when Pastore and Pell get back, we'll try and talk to them together to point out that this applies only to the retail, not the manufacturing, and see if we can't work out something either for them to be out in the corridor or somewhere when this question comes up.
All right, I just want you to know that, and I won't see you all at 3 o'clock. Does that mess up any of your arrangements up there?
Yes. Could I be excused for today and tomorrow?
What about, I sure do want to talk to you about you on Panama.
On what?
On Panama.
Panama?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a commitment. I'd like to go to New York. It's been long standing, Mr. President.
Well, you can't do anything about it except go, but I want your judgment about it. I might as well get it now. Can you take a minute? You ought to call me back.
Panama, there's nothing else. There's nothing you can do except stand firm.
That's right. Well, now, here's what we're doing. We have told them we'll talk to anybody about anything, anywhere.
Fine.
As long as they want to, and try to resolve our differences. I'm going to tell them this afternoon, after I talk to the leadership, I'm going to tell them that we just can't do that.
That's right. You can't do it. And you can't give them a blank check before you sit down. And if they want to turn to the OAS, I think we've got nothing to lose because you have indicated your willingness to discuss anything and everything. And I don't see where they've got a leg to stand on.
All right.
And you just can't shift from your position.
All right. Now, also this, Mike, if you forget it, don't repeat this, but there's no question but what the Republicans in the House group, this fellow Miller, is trying to get our Democrats to involve Walter Jenkins and call up a White House man, and I'm not going to be sending my assistants up to testify before these committees, and they've talked to Joe Clark and Pell, but you ought to talk to them again today and just tell them that there's nothing improper or illegal with my buying insurance or buying advertising. If that's not anything improper or illegal, but don't let those Republicans get them to panic and start trying to summons White House assistance, because that's all they want to do. That's the only issue they got.
They want another Sherman Adams.
And so you just see that those two boys stand firm with Jordan, because Jordan's pretty weak anyway.
Yes, sir.
Will you do that before you leave?
Yes, sir, I will.
Because this thing, they've got a campaign on, and we read from the inside to give out statements each day. Curtis gave out one this morning. The fellow Miller gave out one yesterday. Dirksen wouldn't do it. He's too decent, but Miller did. And they want this committee to start a television and a show and have a White House assistant on it. And this is not a question of a private company doing something. This for Sherman Adams, we haven't got any rugs from a private company. This is a question of our buying insurance ourselves, and there's no reason why we shouldn't, and no reason why we shouldn't sell advertising.
Yes,
the government's not involved in any way, and that resolution oughtn't to be involved.
Yes,
and if they were involved, I wouldn't let one of my assistants come up and testify.
Okay.
That goes back to George Washington.
Yes, sir.
You talk to both of them and let me know what they say.
I will.
Don't tell them I've talked to you, though.
No.
Right.
Okay, Mr. President.